Time now for another dispatch from our man at Rabbi School, Rabbi in Training and the University of Surrey's Jewish chaplain, Alex Goldberg. Over the past year, he's been sending us extracts from his audio diary about his continuing studies, and he's reached a very important time of year.
It is exam season for my students at the university, so they seem to have disappeared. They are busy cramming. Indeed, I have my own exams. Rabbinic students have tests all the time. Each time we finish a chapter of Jewish law, we are tested. In the Orthodox tradition, we are tested on the substantive law and its application. Whilst Judaism has a complete system of law, our course covers the areas of personal and ritual law that are helpful for communal rabbis to know. The laws of Shabbat, marriage and family law, death and mourning, prayer and the laws governing the calendar and timings. The most important area for the examiners is that of dietary laws. This has traditionally been at the core of the examinations to prove suitability for the rabbinate. The laws are complex and finickety. The logic is that if you can learn the different permutations of the law and the different ways it can be applied to particular situations, then you will be able to apply those principles to less complex areas of law. At the beginning of the course, two rabbis asked me, "What happens if you spend 6 years doing this course and you come out with nothing?" It took me a while to formulate an answer. I wanted to become a more educated rabbi to give the community that I serve the resource they needed. And the more that I know, the better. In the past, I'd simply done exams to gain a qualification or for myself. It was different now. I not only owed it to myself, but also the countless others that I served. It was not until the rabbis at the college asked me to speak in front of a mainly secular Jewish audience about my studies did the penny really drop. Why do we learn about these building blocks of Jewish law, and why do we start with laws in the home? I was speaking the same week as one of the major convictions following Operation U-Tree, the child sex abuse investigation. Politicians and the media itself was asking, how could this happen? With this in the forefront of my audience's mind, I started to explain the laws around cheese making that we were learning at the time, and it came to me. We learn that two cheeses look, smell, and taste the same. Does it matter if one is made with a tiny bit of kosher rennet and the other is not? I explained it as follows. Both cheeses look and smell beautiful on the outside. Do we ignore that at its core there is something wrong and try and justify it? After all, both look good and taste good, and no one can see the difference. Or do we say that one of them is not kosher, it's not fit for use? And if we apply this principle and our concern for cheese to society, are we less or more likely to take on the bigger ethical issues? So cheese matters. Society matters. I started to believe my own mantra. Now I learn for learning's sake. My car radio constantly plays rabbinic law lectures off my iPod, and I go jogging to lectures regarding steaming processes rather than listening to music. I study a bit every day. It's a marathon and not a sprint. And is it working? You'd better ask my rabbis.
Food for thought from Rabbi in Training, Alex Goldberg. Alex back with us in the studio in a few weeks' time.